PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your Sunday program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. Very nice to have you with us today for this, the 28th of May, 2017. Yes, summer is here. It actually is here at this very moment. We've already gotten into our summer downpours, which are quite interesting. You're actually lucky to hear this show at all. And that's only because at the beginning of the week, I thought that we would have to run one of the emergency backup shows that are sitting on the shelf. That's a figure of speech, by the way. They're not actually sitting on a shelf anymore. Well, no, actually, I suppose they are because they're on a hard drive, which is somewhere on a shelf. Only because of a recurring back problem that I do have occasionally, very occasionally. And last Saturday, everything was fine. I went cycling in the morning, and then in the afternoon, I had to do some other things, and I was running around. And then my Saturday night, just before going out to dinner with some friends, my back started to feel a little bit strange. And I thought, okay, maybe I twisted something the wrong way. Well, Sunday came along and the feeling was still there. And as Sunday progressed, I went from being, I went from walking like an exclamation mark to a question mark. To the point where Sunday night, the pain was just intolerable. And I went to my doctor, who I've been to before, about this back problem, and he gave me the medicine, which is actually quite nice, I have to say. It makes you feel very relaxed in a lot of ways to help with the pain, which actually started to go because he felt absolutely fantastic, you know. But then, of course, Monday came along, and I was like, this is ridiculous because the medicine wasn't helping as much as it should. And I said, well, I have too much to do this week. So I ended up going to a chiropractor. And I'm not going to give you all the gory details, but I was twisted and turned in almost every direction you could imagine. And I was fine. Still feels a little bit funny. So I have to take care of it for a little bit. But this is a problem that I've had before, not the first time. Kind of back to normal. Or relative, as normal as I can get. Anyway, nice to have you with us today. And we are now beginning a nice four-day... for me it's a little bit longer because Friday, which this show is recorded on a Thursday, Friday I have off, so actually I have a five-day weekend, which I will tell you about after we take a listen to our first piece of music today, Sammy Davis Jr. and the Candyman.
All right, everybody, gather around. The candy man is here. Now, what kind of candy you want? Sweet chocolate, chocolate malt, candy, gumdrops, anything you want. You've come to the right man because I'm the candy man.
Who can take a sunrise? Sprinkle it with you. Candyman.
The Candyman.
Ooh, the Candyman can.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Who can take a rainbow?
Who can take a rainbow?
Wrap it in a sigh.
Wrap it in a sigh.
Soak it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie. The Candyman.
the Candyman can.
The Candyman can,
cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can. The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Yes, the Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Sammy Davis Jr. and the Candyman, beginning today's edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Now, I had mentioned to you that actually today is a bit of a holiday. Well, actually, when you're hearing this program, it actually is a bit of a holiday. And that is something actually that takes place every year. Now, I can't remember if it was last year or maybe the year before, or it could have been before that as well. But there is something that takes place in Taiwan. It also takes place in China as well. And it's the Dragon Boat Festival. Yes, the Dragon Boat Festival. And that's why I said it is actually a long weekend. Now, the Dragon Boat Festival actually doesn't begin until, well, today, the transmission of this program. Of course, by the way, if you are listening to the show on a Saturday or Monday through one of our partner stations, ignore what I just said, but it begins on the 28th of May and actually is the 28th, 29th, and 30th. So that's 3 days. But of course, there's the Saturday, which is the 27th, and what a lot of people tend to do is they will take the Friday off so they can have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so they can have a 5-day weekend, which is actually quite nice. Now, the Dragon Boat Festival is something that if you do come to this part of the world, if you do come to this part of the world, it is something that I would suggest you actually go and see at least one time. At least one time. What is the name of it right now? And I can't remember for the life of me. But the Dragon Boat Festival, I was trying to make a comparison to give you a better idea of something, but I can't think of the name of it right now. But I will think of it hopefully before the end of the program. Anyway, dragons. We all know what dragons are, right? Okay. Boat. Well, there's no need to explain what a boat is. And festival. Well, we all know what a festival is. So you put Dragon Boat Festival, I think you get a pretty good idea of what it is. Now, in Taipei, they do have, in all of Taiwan, especially here in Taipei, the most famous Dragon Boat Festival activities that do take place. Now, as I mentioned before, Taipei is a city that's surrounded by mountains. It's also surrounded by the Geelong River and another river as well. Well, that Geelong River is actually quite long. So the water goes around it, and there's one particular section near the Zhongshan district, which is actually not too far from where we are. It's at the Dajia Riverside Park. Which, by the way, I think just on the other side of where the Dragon Boat Festival is going to be taking place, there's another very famous radio station that's there, which is actually Radio Taiwan International. Yeah, they're actually literally right across the river from the river where the river from the river. Yes, the river from the river where the Dragon Boat Festival festivities will be taking place. And it is a competition. There are different boats. Very large-scale boats that all look like dragons. And they have a competition. The competition is, well, there's many aspects of the competition. First, how the boats look. And second, the race, which is actually quite a lot of fun. And some of the teams that take part in the dragon boat racing for the festival have been, well, I mean, they've been practicing all year. It really is. It is quite interesting, I have to say. Now, this, of course, is not the only thing that takes part in the festival. There's something called, and I think the name says it all, an egg balancing contest. This is more, of course, traditional activities surrounding the Dragon Boat Festival. So there's an egg balancing contest. There's rice dumplings, which are actually quite delicious. There are different types, of course. And all kinds of the traditional fairground kind of activities. So as I said, it is something that if you are in this part of the world, I would suggest that you at least go once. At least once. Because it is fascinating. It really is. It is quite fascinating, and can be a lot of fun to take part in, and also to watch. It really. I mean, literally thousands upon thousands of people from around Asia and also other parts of the world actually come here for the Dragon Boat Festival. So. I will see. I will try. I don't know what my schedule is yet, but I will try to see if I can record something that can be used on next week's program about the Dragon Boat Festival. Anyway, time for music now, and we're going to listen to the Washington Post. No, not the newspaper. It's the march. The Washington Post perform by Roland Shaw and his orchestra. Roland Shaw and his orchestra with the Washington Post. No relation to the newspaper of the same name. You're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Now, just to talk for a few moments about our Patreon page. A few things actually have been added this past week. There is the program that I told you about that involved the Thames Valley Police when they took part in a Happy Station show on May the 19th, 1973. That full program is there. And there is also a video that we made last Friday that has been uploaded. And it's an interesting video. There are a number of recordings that, well, not too many. There's only a few. A small handful of recordings that Tom made that were originally made as mono recordings. One of them we have played on the show before, and it's this one here.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you. Oh, everywhere you go.
That's right, Everywhere You Go, a song that we have played before here on Happy Station. It's Tom Mayer singing with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra that was recorded, I think, in 1969. Now, we actually have four of those Nelson Riddle recordings that Tom did. And they sound fantastic. Of course, they were recorded in mono, and we thought, well, how can we improve them? I mean, you cannot improve the vocals because the vocals are already very good, and of course, an arrangement by Nelson Riddle is always very good. So you can't really improve on that. But something, of course, that you can do, especially today with modern technology, and that's to make a stereo mix of the recording. Now, just to give you a little bit of history here, there's some of you that may remember a time. It was quite a common practice, especially in the late 50s and 1960s, probably until the late 60s. If an artist came out with an album or a band or a jazz musician or a singer, it doesn't matter who it is, sometimes there would be two versions of the recording that would be released. A mono recording, and then a stereo recording. Now, how this was done in the early days is during the recording session, they would actually have two mixing desks, two different microphones, and two different tape recorders going, recording the same session. One was being recorded in mono, and the other was being recorded in stereo. Of course, this was not a very efficient way of doing things, and eventually they just said, okay, we'll record it in stereo, and then do a mono mix for the mono release. That isn't done anymore. I mean, that was only done at a time when people still had mono turntables. Now, that practice has stopped. So it's easy to go from a stereo mix to a mono mix. It's very easy because all the left and right panning, well, you just get rid of that. You change a little bit of the equalization, and that's all you need to do. Now, going from a mono mix to a stereo mix is a little bit more complicated because, well, it was recorded either on a single track or two tracks with both the same audio information. So how do you separate it? Well, luckily, of course, with the modern technology that we have, and especially modern editing software, this is a lot easier than how it used to be done. Some people out there may remember albums that came out in the late 50s and early 60s, and even through the 70s, that were maybe a session that was made in mono, and then at the top, when they reissued it, it said, electronically rechanneled for stereo. And all that really was you have it on two separate tracks, both mono tracks, and you have one track on a slight delay, and then you pan it either to the left or the right to give the impression of a stereo effect. which in some cases actually does sound a little bit strange. Now, nobody does it that way anymore. Now, the software that we used to start remixing these recordings is a software that was developed by Apple. And essentially what you do is you open up the mono recording and then you identify each of the highs, each of the lows, each of the sounds individually. And then you can start tweaking them to a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, and so on. So that was one of the processes that we did. We also managed to locate the stereo instrumental that Tom was singing to. So we replaced the mono instrumental with the stereo version of the same recording. And for that, basically what we do is we remove Tom. That's kind of, it sounds funny when you say it that way. Yes, we take Tom away. We remove him. We remove him from the tape. Well, no, we didn't physically remove him from the tape, but we isolate his voice and we make a new track just for his voice. And then we take the stereo version of the same piece of music and then do a remix. And of course, with a little bit of tweaking and everything. Now, it's actually quite a long process, and we've only so far managed to do one song, and that was of the clip that we just played a moment ago. Now, I know that some of you right now are listening to this on shortwave, so you probably won't hear any of the difference. Okay? But what we're going to do is, I will start first playing the mono version and then the stereo version that we just completed will come in at the same time. So, beginning in mono, then going to stereo, Tom Meyer, Everywhere You Go with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you. Oh, everywhere you go, skies are always blue.
And now in stereo.
Sunshine follows you. Oh, everywhere you go, skies are always blue. Children love you, they seem to know. You bring roses right out of the snow. The whole world says hello. Everywhere you go. Bunches of roses right out of that snow. Oh, hallelujah, the whole world says hello. Oh, everywhere you go,
hello.
Everywhere you go. Tom Meyer, the stereo version of the same song that we took a listen to for a little bit before that. We haven't totally finished yet working on it, but we will very soon. And we will actually be also working on the other recordings as well. And those will be available at our Patreon page. That's patreon.com/PCJ Radio. So if you are a patron, you will have access to both the mono and stereo mixes. And if you're not a patron, you only have clips of the songs. So we'll give you actually more information a little bit later on in the program. This week, another open house show from Happy Station will be made available through our Patreon page. And it's a show from November 10th, 1974. A lot of people actually been writing in saying they really enjoy when we bring those open house shows. And let's now take a listen to another one right now, just a clip of the show that you'll find this week.
Are you all ready for our Happy Station special? Yeah?
Yes.
Ready, steady, go! And that is a very well-deserved applause for our orchestra today, and I would like to proceed and introduce the orchestra to you. It's very strange to introduce someone to you while you're sitting with your back towards them, but that's the way it works in a radio studio. At least that's the way it works in this radio studio. We find in this orchestra, you always have to mention the leader, of course, last. Well, I'll go that away, and I'll try to point at them without looking at them. There is Karel Reis, there is Joop Scholten, here is Rob Langerijs, there at the piano is Cor Coles, and back there in the little cabin is our drummer Erik Ineke, and they are all led by our band leader of today, Kees Smal.
That was an excerpt of Happy Station from November the 10th, 1974. And patrons at our Patreon page will find the full recording there. Now, here's some more information on how you can become a patron at Patreon for The Happy Station Show.
Here's the Happy Station Show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere!
It's your station of smiles across.
Hello, I'm Keith Perron, host of the Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio International, which next year will celebrate its 90th anniversary. Along with many new listeners that we have attracted over the last 7 years, there are also many of you that tune in who remember the Eddie Starts and Tom Meyer days.
Things are getting to be more improvised any minute. What was the name of this beautiful piece? Nobody knows. The trouble I've seen. Kiss it up.
Over the past few years, many of you have commented that you enjoy when we go into the archives and broadcast material that hasn't been heard in decades. With a number of people asking if the Happy Station Show and Radio Nederland archives will be made available. And guess what? Yes. That's right. Yes. The answer is yes.
Can you imagine when Happy Station was only 7 years old, you started this?
I would like to invite you to become a patron at Patreon. At Patreon, you will be able to hear the latest Happy Station show. And for those who are patrons, you will have full access to unedited Happy Station shows and Radio Netherlands content, both in sound and vision, from the past 89 years. All these sound recordings have been remastered from the original tapes and discs. And let's talk about films for a moment. That's right, Happy Station did produce some films. And we went back to this production studio and remastered them. Now just look at how the original 16mm print looked before. But after spending numerous hours going frame by frame, now look at it.
It was really
only a hunch. I had an intuition that he had style enough.
Now, I know that many of you right now would like to see and hear these historical programs. Well, guess what? It's time for you to become a patron at Patreon. Those who become patrons at Patreon will be helping to support the digitization of all these tapes and films.
You cross your fingers, you hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go. Another opening of another show.
And those who are patrons will also get rewards like rare music recordings, rare programs, books, and much more. Also, if we reach our goal of $200 a month, PCJ Radio International will produce special programs that will be broadcast on shortwave for you. So come on now, show your support today, become a patron at Patreon. For more information, visit www.patreon.com/PCJ Radio.
Paramaribo, 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 Paramaribo.
And once again, the URL is www.patreon.com/PCJ Radio. And we do actually have a special PCJ program coming up, a very special one, which will be outside of our normal schedule. And we're asking for feedback on that. And that will be a program especially produced for those patrons at Patreon. What was the other interesting thing? Actually, we're working on another video this week, and it'll be something a little bit more silly, quite fun actually, because people have asked me the question, what is my normal week like? What is my week like? Well, to be perfectly honest, that's something that really can't be answered it can't be answered on radio. Visually, we can answer it. So I came up with this idea with somebody who works here, who does some audio work. He's also a bit of a camera technician as well. We came up with a little something very fun that we scripted out, and we're going to shoot it on Friday and Saturday. Even though it is a holiday, it's the best time to actually shoot it, and that'll be uploaded at our Patreon page. All right, so do keep your eye open for that. Okay. You are listening to your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. I know that we've actually had a lot of talk at the beginning of today's program, so I think we should skip that now and go to another piece of music. Here is a singer who has appeared on Happy Station many times before in the past. He also represented the Netherlands at the Eurovision Song Contest. His name is Ronnie Tober, and here he is singing in Dutch with Naar Nederland.
Ik zie een boot ver op het water. Niemand weet waarheen hij zal gaan. Vol op stoom, de tijd vliegt, het wordt alsmaar later. Er wordt op hem gewacht, hier heel ver vandaan. En in zijn hut leest hij de namen, ieder kind, daar schrijft hij iets bij. Binnenkort, dan komen ze allen tezamen, 5 december wat. Dat maakt hem blij.
Ronnie Tober and Nara Nederland. And since I have to keep this talk short because we've been talking too much on the program today, let's get right away to our next piece of music and a little bit of flying. Skyliner, the Sky Masters. Skymasters and Skyliner. I'm not sure how many of you out there are fans of Netflix. If you haven't heard of Netflix, it's a television and film streaming service. Another very popular one is, of course, Amazon Prime. I'm signed up to both of them because they, some of the content is the same, but they also have very, very different content on both of the services. And this week, I was actually discussing with a friend of mine, saying, you know, it's amazing how things changed, I said, because, I mean, we've talked about, you know, changing technology on the program and how a program, for example, like this is recorded, or any other program for radio or for television. And I said, you know, it's funny how just a few short years ago, how if you wanted to watch something, you had to watch it on TV, and then when it was over, it was gone, and that was it. Whereas today, you can watch it when you want and schedule your time around the content. And I was trying to think of the last time that I actually sat down and watched old-fashioned scheduled television. Now, I'm not counting news in that, because that's completely different. But I'm talking about, let's say, a film or a music program or a drama or a comedy that would normally be on regular television. You know, I haven't watched that kind of television in a very long time. And something, of course, I'm very excited about is the new season of House of Cards with Kevin Spacey, which is a Netflix series, a very successful series that was based on the BBC series, or was it Thames Television? It was a British series from the 1990s, early 1990s, which is also fantastic. So that's actually coming back. And there's a new series that I started watching on Netflix. Now, I don't want to talk about it too much because this is not really the platform to do it. But, I mean, as everybody is aware, unless you're living under a rock, a lot of things have been happening in the world. And I'm not talking about war conflicts, but political things, right? So there's actually a lot of political dramas that have started to appear over the last 12 months, 18 months. One of my all-time favorites right now is Designated Survivor, which is actually on ABC in the U.S., but it's also on Netflix. It stars Kiefer Sullivan. And it is an extraordinary cast, and it's one of those dramas that you've probably seen this kind of show before, where right at the end, the last shot just leaves everything up in the air, and you're like, in the old days, you'd have to like wait a week to watch the next episode to find out what happened. Of course, with something like Netflix, you can just go, oh, just watch the next episode right away. Anyway, with Designated Survivor, a few weeks ago, I actually had a lot of work to do it, but what ended up happening was, well, I'll have dinner and I'll watch one episode after and then get right back to work. Well, that actually didn't happen. And I ended up watching the remainder six episodes that were on Netflix of the series. Do go and check it out. Designated Survivor. It's a political thriller, and it is absolutely fantastic and will keep you on your edge of your seat. And when it comes to the season finale, it'll make you kind of annoyed because you have to wait until the next series comes out. But do check it out, Designated Survivor with Kiefer Sullivan. It is quite fascinating. All right, let's now have another piece of music. Barbra Streisand and Putting It Together.
Look, I've spent a lot of time working on this.
Look, no one's going to buy it. No one.
Well, how can
nobody in Middle America anyway? That's for sure.
He's right.
Well, why,
sweetheart? I mean, it's just not commercial.
What is commercial?
It's not what's selling nowadays.
I mean, personally, I love it.
Being nice, girl.
Nobody's into this kind of material.
You have to pay a price, girl.
This album needs a hit single we could push.
They like to give advice, girl.
The whole idea's too risky.
Don't think about it twice, girl.
The audience won't understand this kind of thing.
It's time to get to work. I disagree. Why don't you wait till you hear it?
This is like your old stuff.
Art isn't easy.
We gotta appeal to the kids.
Even when you're hot.
Why would you want to make an album like this anyway?
Advancing art is easy.
I think we gotta talk seriously about this.
Financing it is not.
Why take chances?
A vision's just a vision if it's only in your head.
Nobody respects your artistic integrity more than I do.
If no one gets to hear it, it's as good as dead.
You have to think about your career.
It has to come to life. Putting it together, piece by piece, only way to make a work of art. Every moment makes a contribution, every little detail plays a part. Having just the vision's no solution, everything depends on execution. Putting it together, that's what counts. Ounce by ounce, putting it together. Small amounts, adding up to make a work of art. First of all, you need a good foundation. Otherwise, it's risky from the start. Takes a little cocktail conversation, but without the proper preparation. Having just the vision's no solution. Everything depends on execution. The art of making art is putting it together, bit by bit.
We really need all these musicians.
Link by link, making the connections, yes we do. Drink by drink, taking every comment as it comes. Learning how to play the politician like you play piano, bass and drums. Otherwise you'll find your composition isn't gonna get much exhibition. Art isn't easy. Every minor detail is a major decision. Have to keep things in scale, have to hold to your vision. Cocktail conversation, if it gets the funds for your foundation. Every time I start to feel defensive, I remember vinyl is expensive.
Would you agree to do an interview?
Maybe one. Building up the image, shot by shot, keeping at a distance doesn't pay. Still, if you remember your object and not give all your privacy away, a little bit of hype can be effective, as long as you can keep it in perspective. Even when you get some recognition, everything you do, you still audition. Art isn't easy. Overnight, you're a trend, you're the right combination. Then the trend's at an end, you're suddenly last year's sensation. The want is repetition, all they really like is what they know. Gotta keep a link with your tradition, gotta learn to trust your intuition while you reestablish your position so that you can be on exhibit, so that your work can be on exhibition. Be new girl, they tell you till they're blue girl. You're new or else you're through girl. Putting it together, piece by piece, working out the vision night and day. All it takes is time and perseverance, with a little luck along the way. Putting in a personal appearance, gathering supporters and adherents.
Well, she's an original.
Was.
Mapping out the songs, but in addition, harmonizing each negotiation, balancing the part that's all musician with the part that's strictly presentation, balancing the money with the mission till you have the perfect orchestration. Even if you do have the suspicion that it's taking all your concentration, the art of making art is putting it together, bit by bit, beat by beat, part by part, sheet by sheet, chart by chart, by track, by bit, by reel, by pop, by sack, by snip, by shot, by shot, by stack, by shot, by shot, by down. And that is the state of the art.
The legendary Barbara Streisand with Putting It Together from a classic album called The Broadway Album. That is one of my favorite Barbara Streisand albums. I mean, I have many favorites, but this one is definitely up there. Anyway, that's all we have time for on this week's edition of the program. PCJQSL at PCJmedia.com is our email. Let us know how you heard the show, and do visit our Patreon page. And by the way, if you check out PCJmedia.com, you actually can get first-hand look of the website being rebuilt. Yeah, actually, very soon. It's already started to change. If you go and check it out, you'll see. Anyway, I'll get on them and tell them to move it a little bit faster. We're going to end today with UB40 and Red Red Wine, a song composed by Neil Diamond. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.